Got an issue you just can't fix?
On the fence about what direction you should take?
Been wrestling with a situation that's out of control? Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
Okay, let's tap into our inner calm, because this week we're tackling the case of the racist relative. And here to help, plucked from the satin-lined basket where they sleep until we summon them and gently wake them to help us solve these problems, are writer, comedian, and MC Jennifer Wong and writer and comedian Michael Schaefer. Jen, Michael, welcome back to Life Matters. Now, I let out a big internal groan when I found out that this week's dilemma was about, because frankly, it's really quite draining when a family member holds abhorrent views when they enter the frame. Jen, can you relate to my existential groan of distress?
Yes, because to have it so close to home must be something that's really hard to deal with. In the public sphere, there are lots of incidences where there are different, interactions with racism, and to have it as part of your family must be so difficult.
Really tough. Michael, how about you?
Yeah, I really empathize with that situation. I empathize with kind of how those types of things just keep, family members apart. I think it's really, really sad when that happens.
Let's get to the problem that Pam has shared with us. And Pam writes, my sister is in a de facto relationship with a man who holds quite racist views. My children are mixed race and he is very uncomfortable around my family. Previously, my children and her daughter were close and regularly caught up. However, about 18 months ago, my sister stopped catch-ups, and now the cousins only see each other occasionally when their grandparents facilitate. My niece's father made contact recently as my niece had voiced her distress at not being able to see her cousins, and he has offered to facilitate more regular visits with us when he has his daughter. I'm concerned about how my sister will respond to this idea. My sister has a very strained relationship with her ex-husband. We don't talk anymore, and she is very volatile. I would like to have a relationship with my niece, and my kids want to see their cousin, but should I be respecting my sister's decision to break the contact between my family and her daughter? Jennifer, what are your initial thoughts on this problem?
My initial thoughts on this problem are that it's very hard to be funny about this problem because
yes.
It is so serious.
Mm-hmm.
My heart really goes out to the family, especially the kids that don't get to see each other. I remember what joy it was to hang out with my cousins when I was little. My first thoughts are that it might be nice to be able to take the situation and involve a third party. So what I mean is maybe the kids could go and enroll in a course or play somewhere where there are other adults looking after them. So both families just need to take the kids and drop them off somewhere, and then they can play outside of the awkwardness and the hostility of the family situation, just so that they can just be themselves away from that mess.
Yeah, let the kids do their own thing and not bring that adult relationship in. I think that's good advice, Jen. Michael, the sister's de facto, the adult, is uncomfortable around Pam's mixed-race children. We're talking about a grown person who feels uncomfortable around children because they're mixed race. What do you hear when you hear what do you think when you hear this?
Well, look, he doesn't sound like the best catch. So maybe it's time for the sister to find a guy who maybe isn't racist. I mean, that would be I think that's the best solution. They're not married. Doesn't seem like they have kids. I reckon leave this bloke and find someone who's not racist. I think that's probably the easiest solution to all of this.
Listen, not having racists around is probably the ideal scenario for all of us. But that's tricky because of the sounds like there's a lot of fractures here. The relationship with the sister is quite fractured also. I don't know how Pam's sister, who is very volatile, might take to that advice, but we can put it out there as something that we can aspire to.
Well, that's my always solution. Just get rid of the racists.
Yeah.
Just tell them we're full, the family's full. They're always saying the country's full, so piss off. Just say, hey, the family's full, you got to piss off yourself.
Michael, you found a way to make it funny, so I appreciate that. We sometimes do need the humor to punctuate what is a pretty concerning situation. Because, Jen, it is sad this family estrangement has happened. look, I'm concerned about the sister's daughter who has to live with the racist de facto and can't see her cousins. Mm. It's quite worrying for a child to be isolated and be exposed to racist views. At the same time, I've got concerns for the well-being of Pam's kids. Why should they be exposed to racism via family connection? We don't, you know, children are like sponges. Perhaps this child of Pam's sister has maybe unfortunately absorbed some of these views. I mean, who should be at the center of Pam's decision-making process when deciding how to proceed, Jen?
Well, I think the well-being of her and children is really important. But, you know, it's, you feel, I think, you know, in families that the children of your siblings are also, you know, partly your responsibility as well, I think, sometimes. And, you know, it would be really good if Pam was able to appeal to her sister. You know, they are sisters at the end of the day. You know, Pam mentioned that her sister is volatile, and I wonder if, again, not funny, but very practical, I wonder if it's time to write a heartfelt letter just to explain how much, you know, she loves her sister, how much her kids, you know, love her niece, and to kind of maybe give some solutions of suggestions, like maybe for 3 weekends they could do this. You know, here are some options she's found. And maybe, you know, that could be something that Pam's sister would be amenable to, because I think, let's hope that she does still love and care for her daughter despite having made a not-so-good decision in the love life department. I don't know. I'd like to feel optimistic about this situation. There is so much going on in this story.
There is so much
going
on.
It's very different to talking about a pigeon coop.
I know.
You know, the neighbor's house and how to deal with pigeon
poop
stuff happening on your roof. Well, you know, this is the exact opposite of that.
This
situation.
Is life in the too hard basket, my friends. We take what the universe gives us, and sometimes it's pigeon poo and sometimes it's racist de factos.
Yeah, it really is too hard, Beverly.
It is. It is too hard. And thank you. I appreciate both of you for being so game. You are our Avengers of problem solving. Michael, what about this proposed solution to have the ex, the father of the child, be the bridge to have those connections between the cousins? Given that Pam is worried about her sister's volatility, bringing in the ex is a solution, but also kind of risky.
I mean, that sounds real risky. I mean, this sounds like the start of a very, very volatile Jerry Springer episode right now. let's bring the ex in and see if he makes things any better. I don't know. I feel like the ex could probably just make things worse if it sounds like such a tense situation. Look, I've always believed that the solution to overcoming bigotry and racism is food, because you can't dislike a group of people if you enjoy their cuisine. So is it possible that we just got to introduce this guy to new, better food, and then he'll start being more sympathetic
and
more welcoming to other people?
I really wish that introducing food could solve racism, but I think there's a lot of people out there who love spring rolls and hate Asian people. So,
I mean, I could see your point there. All I'm saying is, like, I'm Jewish, and I've always found that, like, when people don't like Jewish people, I'm like, here, have a bagel.
Have a
see
latke.
How you feel after that.
They are.
Have a latke. Get some cream cheese on that bagel. Get some lox on there, and then we'll chat. And I feel like, you know, if we just did that with Kanye, we might have, like, fixed him. And I feel like it could be a solution for this bloke as well.
Jen, you're a foodie. What do you think about Michael's food diplomacy?
As someone who's interviewed a lot of Chinese restaurant owners, can I say that, you know, racist people do go to those restaurants? I mean, the irony is really kind of weird. But, yeah, it would be nice if we could all harmony day our way out of these situations, wouldn't it? I live in hope. Maybe he is just one delicious meal away from seeing the light.
Maybe that's why Harmony Day has expanded to a week, because we actually need a whole week to really get people over the line to not hate us. What do you think?
Look, if you can't do it in 7 days, Beverly, can it even?
The world was created in 7 days, for goodness sakes. Just to get back to Pam's situation, I mean, I guess the main question is, should she be respecting her sister's decision to break contact with the family? Should she just accept that and move on, or build that bridge? Michael, you know, 10 seconds, I know this is tough, but what do you think?
My view is don't. No, absolutely not. I don't think you should respect that decision. I think it's a terrible decision. I think the motivations behind it are awful. Don't respect the decision. And what happens with these things, they just fester. So that crack in the relationship in that family is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Eventually, it's going to explode at a Christmas lunch in 10 years' time. So you got to just nip it in the bud now. Deal with it now, confront your sister, confront this racist bloke, and try to just get a solution now. Don't respect the decision, Have a fight. That's what I reckon.
Have a fight. Jennifer, you suggested writing a letter, which is very non-confrontational. Do you think that they should just bring it to a head?
I'm thinking of the children, and I think that Pam should definitely fight for the kids to be able to see each other. And if that means more than a letter, then go for it, Pam. I'm cheering you on.
Pam, we are just a couple of comedians in a radio house trying to do our best for you in a very limited period of time on live radio. We do wish you all the best and hope we have been helpful. But if you do need advice on how to manage this relationship, guess what? There are experts at places like Relationships Australia. You can find them online and see if their counselling services are helpful. I do want to thank my two fantastic comedians with their wisdom. And they did manage to bring some laughs to this very difficult situation. I appreciate that as well. Jennifer Wong's new comedy show, Jennifer Wong Has No Peripheral Vision, is now on at the Adelaide Fringe before heading to comedy festivals across the country. Her website is jenniferwong.com.au to check out ticket information. And Michael Schaefer, his show is called Well Worth the Chemo, and it's also at the Adelaide Fringe before heading across the country. And if you have an issue for the Too Hard Basket, please email us, lifematters@abc.net.au. We've got a couple of texts. Judy in Castlemaine says, a friend of mine was managing a very difficult fellow worker and she instituted a cake-based relationship and that worked wonderfully well. I wonder if that works both for the Too Hard Basket as well as for our talkback situation. Lots of thoughts on this particular Too Hard Basket on the Radio National Facebook page. And people advocating various approaches. Some people saying, cut your losses, cut ties. Dawn says, a close friend dumped me when I asked her not to use racist language. End of story after about 15 years. Just like that. We need to choose where our values lie. Good luck. Susan also says, I had to lose a friendship of 40 years due to racist comments. Pull up friends making casual racist comments. As you say, we need to choose. Many others also saying that the children should be supported amid all of this conflict. And Laurel says, if the children want to be in contact, support this. Too many families normalize no contact for very spurious reasons. Start a new way with your family. All the best. The adults who are not in favor will have to deal with it. Lots of views on sorting out this very tricky situation. Best of luck to you, Pam. Hope you can work it out.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.